Welcome to the Ramble Room. This is Ken. Last Thursday night, I was in Buffalo doing a recording for an event, and one of the speakers was a gentleman by the name of Boone Tidwell. I very much enjoyed what he had to say. It focused on information about both the Wyoming and the U.S. Constitution, and as this is Constitution Day, I wanted to share it with you. This is what I heard.
Our next speaker this evening is Boone Tidwell. He has lived in Cody for the past 16 years. He's been married to his wife, Shirley, for 26 years. They have a son and a grandchild that live in Wyoming. Boone is a Vietnam veteran of the United States Navy. He spent 20 years, California law enforcement. After retirement, he became the owner of Freedom Fighter Bail Bonds. He has had 25 years of experience in the retail bond business, is a provider of GPS offender monitoring as an alternative sentencing tool. Boone has been politically active in the state of Wyoming for 16 years. He's introduced Wyoming legislation in the House, testified before committees, and has been active in several political campaigns, including three governor races. Please welcome Boone Tidwell.
Okay, guys, obviously, I'll give you a little, you have my background. I'm 66 years old. I was born and raised in the high desert of Southern California. That makes everybody think I'm from L.A. But I was actually in the cow business most of my life. We raised cattle on public lands. Back around 1976, when they passed the NRDC, we started hitting the wall on a daily basis over the government, the Forest Service, the BLM, and the entire California environmental movement. And they run over you like a train. They have unlimited personnel, unlimited money. I want to think at the time there was only 8 permit holders in the entire state of California. So you imagine you got a small group of ranchers that are throwing every dime into the ranch. If you're a cowboy, you know what I'm talking about. And then you got to go out and hire $450 an hour environmental attorney in order to try and fight the government in a room that they own and they wrote the rules. So it's kind of an impossible situation. Anyway, so I moved to Wyoming in 06, kind of became immediately engaged in politics when I got here over things that I'd seen as far as federal government overreach in the state of Wyoming. So I introduced some bills, I've been to Cheyenne, I've testified. I kind of get the joke of Cheyenne. My personal opinion, you got about 5 guys that run that entire show. If you're not familiar with the process, you can have a bill written. Generally, it's written by somebody from the Legal Services Office, LSO. They write the bill, and then it gets into what we call the chain of command in my world. They decide what committee that bill goes to. It's debated in committee if, in fact, that occurs. If it comes out of committee and it's going to go to the floor, they have absolute control over that. They can stop a bill from going to the floor if they don't like the bill. So my point about Cheyenne is you don't have a whole lot of control down there. You got a small group of guys that engage. One of my main points tonight, you guys, is you have to understand the rule book. The rule book is the Constitution, guys. And let's just refer to that as the original sin. Okay, and I'm going to clarify that. Everything we're talking about, talking about whether you can go to jail for a mask, all the issues that are being discussed, all the noise that's going around Wyoming right now, it all comes back to that document, doesn't it? Okay. So you guys familiar with Antonin Scalia? Okay, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. He's the guy that really clarified the document to me when he said, the Constitution says what it says, and it doesn't say what it doesn't say. Does it make sense? Okay, in other words, there was no confusion in that. It was debated for years ad nauseum by some of the brightest minds in the world back then. And when they're all said and done and they'd reached their conclusions, they wanted to put that out to the layperson, to the colonists. Some of those people couldn't, very uneducated. They wanted to make sure that it was thoroughly understood. So they brought it down into very simple language, just like the Second Amendment, well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Short and sweet, right? So it says what it says, and it doesn't say what it doesn't say. We have a Wyoming constitution that is very important to me. And in your, I want you to understand that your constitutions, guys, Article 1 of the U.S. and the Wyoming Constitution are what they call the chains on government, okay? Do you know how many articles there are in Section 1 in the Wyoming Constitution? Anybody know? Do you know where your gun right is in the Wyoming Constitution? Pardon me? 24. Correct, sir. We've talked. My point, guys, is that I just made a very interesting point, did I not? So you guys are all controlled and regulated by this little blue book right here. You got to know what's in it, you guys. You can't. I was listening to Roger talk, and you go to your sheriff and you go, "Are you going to be a constitutional sheriff?" It's a great question, right? But what's constitutional? What do you know about the document? And that's very important, you guys. You can't, if you and I are comparable at the game of golf, and I know the rules, and you don't, who's going to win? Okay, I'm trying to make cowboy sense to you. So you have to know it, okay? Article 1, we all know what Article 1, Section 1 is. That's our all powers inherent in the people, okay? And I'm going to use two specifically. Article 1, Section 38, which is health care, that every competent adult in the state of Wyoming is in charge of their own health care. It's crystal clear in Article 1, Section 38. So if you understand those two articles and you are committed to what they mean, then there really is no argument outside of that, is there? Who controls your kids? School boards? Governor? It's not in the book. Who? County health officer?
No.
Okay. Article 1, Section 38, crystal clear. So all of the other stuff in my world that I live in is just noise. If it doesn't comply with the Constitution, and the wording is repugnant, if a law is repugnant to the Constitution, it's null and void and no law at all. Do we understand that? And how does that occur? It occurs because you guys have knowledge of the document. I guess in a criminal sense, you will ultimately sit on a jury in a prosecution, okay? So if you have an understanding of the law, then you are better adept at serving on a jury, okay? Knowledge is power, guys, times 1,000%. I'm going to use a couple examples. It's going to be like a play with Boone time. Okay, so I'm going to give you just a real simple one, okay? An ideal, you know, 20 years in law enforcement and 26 years in surety bail. So I've been engaged in the judicial process for 45 years of my life. Go. So Article 1, thank you. Article 1, Section 5 of the Wyoming Constitution. And I want to share something with you real quick. I know we were told to put our phones down. But you just got to open a search engine and ask for Article 1 of the Wyoming Constitution, and it's right there in front of you. All 38 sections of that is there. Accessing law and accessing the Constitution has become very simple, okay? And it's very difficult to have an argument with somebody over a constitutional issue if you really don't know what you're talking about. And I don't want you to think for a minute that you got to be brilliant, you got to have a law degree, that you have to have gone to school for it. Because you are the sovereign, guys. You are the people who create the government, who make the laws, who participate in those things. And you're in charge, but you can't be in charge if you don't know what the rules are. You know, you have to be able to have a discussion. I mean, there's different interpretations. You may interpret Article 1, Section 5 different than I do. But that's when we come to the courtroom. I'll guarantee you there's a legislator down in Cheyenne who considers this document when they write a law. It just doesn't happen. You know why? Because there's no culpability in that. Okay, we write a law. You remember, was it 104, SF-104? The Cindy Hill thing, do you guys remember that? Okay, Cindy Hill was the... basically, the legislator just kind of tried to eliminate her job and go around it, okay? And I had called Hank Coe when they were discussing that and said, Hank, can't do that. It's in the Constitution. And here's what they say. Doesn't matter. The court will figure it out. And that's generally what happens, right? So when you write a law, when the legislature writes a law and the governor signs it, that's statute law. Get that? What happens after a statute is written and someone is arrested and incarcerated for that, and an attorney decides to defend it, the court makes decisions based on that statute, okay? Attorney argues one side, prosecution argues another side, and if it becomes precedence, in other words, those decisions are printed, now you have case law, okay? Case law interprets statute law. So there's this little mechanism that kind of lets your legislatures go by the wayside because there is no culpability in that, and they just figure it's somebody else's responsibility. If there was culpability with those guys, they'd think twice. They'd have to think very hard, wouldn't they, about whether they pass a law that doesn't meet a constitutional muster. You guys have a lot of power in that world, and the more knowledge you have, and the more, we're well beyond the days of I don't do politics, guys, because it's doing you every day. Whether you like it or not, you can't hide from the political environment anymore, okay? I want to give you a quick... When I talk about knowledge of the law, anybody in here know what the citizen's arrest rights are in the state of Wyoming? Do you?
So whether you can or cannot?
Yes.
Actually, I don't know in the state of Wyoming. I believe
You as a citizen have the same arrest powers as law enforcement in the state of Wyoming. Same arrest powers. It's under... It's 7-8-101. I'll quote a statute. 7-8-101. You can arrest for a felony committed in your presence. You can arrest for a felony not committed in your presence as long as you feel you have evidence to do that. You can arrest for a misdemeanor. You have the same powers of arrest that law enforcement does. So in my business, I was contacted by an attorney in Cody. A judge had released an individual to go to Montana because of an AIDS issue. He had AIDS. And the kid hit the ground and was gone and never went where he was supposed to. So I got a call in the middle of the night asking me if I could go find the guy. And it took me about 2 days. I located him in a hotel in Powell. And because law enforcement's law enforcement, I called Powell PD and a corporal came out. Might have been a sergeant. He had stripes on his sleeve. And I told him, I said, listen, there's a guy, tell him the story. I had an informant in there, told me the guy was there. And I said, so I need you guys to go kick that door. And because the guy's in there, it's a fugitive the judge wants. And the corporal says, well, we're not going to do that. I said, okay, I'm going to go do it. And he's like, whoa, park your car. We had about a 20-minute discussion. And I think maybe it was just my conviction to what I knew I was going to do. And he finally said, okay, get out of the way, we'll go do it. So they went and kicked the door. Bad guy was in there, and he went to jail. The blessing in it was that he called me like 3 hours later. And this is a sergeant with Powell PD. And he said, you were right. And he quoted the law to me. And I'm acutely familiar with that law because of my business. I know what I do. My point is, knowledge is power, okay? And you need to wield that. There's, you guys know the letter to Liz Cheney, okay? I kind of instigated that, okay? I want you to understand how it occurred. I kept hearing on social media, which I'm completely banned from, by the way, we've got to pick one candidate. We just got to get one because Liz has money and she's going to beat everybody. And oh my God, we got to get rid of this guy and that guy. And I'm thinking in my head, you know, I get 50 choices for Miss America. Okay, you want to give me two for Congress. And so I made a phone call to a GOP guy over there, Talked to him for about 2 hours, and I said, dude, why don't you just make her irrelevant? He said, well, how do you do that? I said, fire her. Okay. How do I do that? I said, you write her a letter. So it was a discussion. He thought I was nuts, you know. And 2 weeks later, a month later, I met another GOP guy and had the same conversation. And a week after that, they asked me to come to a meeting, which I did, and I explained it to him. See, I'm a... anybody, I don't know. I can pull this up. 6-5-301 of the Wyoming statutes. It's called legislative perjury. Okay? And what it says is if you make a false statement, and I'd like to read it to you, I won't pull it up, but if you make a false statement or claim in an environment where an oath is required, and it's false or some of that effect, then you're guilty of that section. Do you know it's a 5-year felony? 5-year felony. So I'm telling them, well, we should just have her arrested. Why wouldn't you? If you violated the law, you're going to be in jail in about 4 seconds. They don't care. They read the report. They'll write it later. You're not important. But apparently Liz Cheney is. So I brought the statute to the GOP. They had a little discussion, passed a motion, agreed to accept the letter, called me a couple days later and said, can you write it? I said, sure. So I got with my crew. I have a crew of guys that I work with here, lawyers, paralegals, scientists, because we're active in the state with Free Wyoming 23. We prepared the letter. I submitted it to the GOP. They adopted it. Now, it's a GOP men's club. They're a private club over in Cody. They're not part of the Park County GOP. And being from Cody, I'm thinking, boy, there's the wreck. Take that letter to the main branch. It's just going to be a fistfight. They accepted it and adopted it right away. And you guys are following it on Facebook. We have 13 counties right now that have joined in the same environment. 16. So part of this point was, there's no mechanism to do this, you guys. If I was to get out their rule book, there's nothing in here. They've protected themselves. They've created immunity for themselves. And so in a world where we're having a problem with our government, guys, it behooves us to understand the law. It behooves us to understand the document itself, but also to remember Article 1, Section 1 of the Wyoming Constitution. I'm going to be real quick with it, guys. It says, power inherent in the people. All power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority, instituted for their peace, safety, and happiness, for advancement of these ends. They have at all times an inalienable right, an indefeasible right to alter, reform, or abolish the government in such manner as they think proper. Those are not idle words, you guys. This says that you're in charge. But if you don't believe you're in charge, and more importantly, you don't participate in the political process, you guys are just victims. You're victims of, I'm not telling a lie in this room, you guys, we've got a lot of Republicans in Wyoming, registered. This is the most progressive Republican state, and I come from California, guys. You got some, your conservatives in California are very conservative, because I think there's 4 of them, but... But my point is, you have to have knowledge, you have to engage, and when you if you will read this, if you'll read your Section 1, your chains on government, and then go to your elected official, go to your mayor, go to your sheriff. Chief of police are appointed, aren't they, or hired? You know, they're not political, but don't your school boards? Okay. So if you, real quick. Because I'm having fun. Article 1, Section 38. This is very important. Very important that you understand this, guys. Oh, I will. I will. Article 1, Section 38, Wyoming Constitution, health, right of health care access. Is anybody familiar? Have you read it? Let me shock you. Each competent adult shall have the right to make his or her own health care decisions. The parent, guardian, or legal representative of any other natural person shall have the right to make health care decisions for that person. Any person may pay a health care provider, may accept, direct. Essentially, there's stuff there, but what does that tell you? You are solely in charge of your own health care decisions. You are solely in charge of the health care decisions of your children. Why are you tolerating something different than that? And I'm not being mean, guys. I'm saying because you don't know what I just read to you. This is your power. You don't have to go outside of that. You're going to get politicians to tell you, no. We changed that. We wrote a law that changed that. That's not how you change a constitution. How do you change a constitution? Through an amendment process. Two-thirds of the population have to agree to an amendment to the Constitution. They're not there. That doesn't mean that the idiots in Cheyenne haven't written laws to go around this, but you weren't looking. You weren't paying attention. Something that they did doesn't affect you, but the day it does, you're going to go, what did they just do? How did they do that? They wrote something that gave them their immunity or something else. I know it's late, guys, and here's what I mostly want you to do. I want you to understand that it's easy to access the document, both the U.S. and the Wyoming Constitution. It's easy to access Wyoming statutes. You don't need to know what you're looking for. If you're concerned with a subject, just put it into your search engine, and it will pop up and give you the information you need. And then if you have questions about it, find somebody you know that has something to do with the law, and then from them you're just going to get their opinion, right? You have to form your own opinions about how laws are and how they're written. But they're so accessible to you through your phone, through search engines. Google is compromised, my friends. You can Google Jesus Christ, and you're not going to get the answer you like. Okay, but there's other search engines, guys. There's DuckDuckGo, StartPage. There's several other search engines, you guys, that don't belong to the big tech that will give you valid information and different alternatives. And so access those the best you can. I don't know if you're a mainstream news guy. I believe you're being lied to right and left all day, every day. I do turn on the news every morning, Color 8 or something up in Billings. And if you watch, you guys, the first 40 minutes, COVID. Vaccines are swell. Bitch, and get one. You know, this is what it is. It's just propaganda beating you over the head. But there are other search engines that will provide you much more valid information as far as those go. Read your Section 1s. Chains on Government, U.S. and Wyoming Constitution. They'll be crystal clear to you, guys. They're written that way. A little story. So I'm going to give you Article 1, Section 5, okay? Article 1, Section 5 of the Wyoming Constitution says, one line, no Wyoming citizen shall be incarcerated for debt except for fraud. Crystal clear, right? Okay, every day I bail people out of jail who owe money to the court. Are they violating the Constitution? My book there, okay? What they say to me, the legal system goes, oh, no. That's not a debt, that's a fine. And I say, still owe money, bro. You know, there's still money owed there, and so I think they step outside Article 1, Section 5. We have the 17th Amendment. Do you guys know what the 17th Amendment is to the Wyoming Constitution? It's your militia amendment. Okay, and we talk about mandates on government, right? I'll be real quick. I'll try and get out of your way. Article 17. I know. Article 17 of the Wyoming Constitution says, give me just a second here. Of whom the militia is constituted. The militia of the state shall consist of all able-bodied, qualified residents of the state. Didn't say man or woman, right? All able-bodied, qualified residents of the state and those non-residents who are accepted into service between the ages of 17 and 70, except those exempted by the laws of the United States or of the state, but all residents having scruples of conscience adverse to bearing arms shall be excused, or conscientious objectors. But here's the best part. My favorite part. Section 2. Legislature shall, get that? Not may, shall provide for enrollment, equipment, and discipline. Okay? The legislature shall provide by law for the enrollment, equipment, and discipline of the militia to conform as nearly as practicable to the regulations for the government of the armies of the United States. Okay? In my world, that is a mandate on your legislature, guys. Okay? If they are not following this, I believe they're in violation of their oath of office. And an oath is a contract. Okay, that's what an oath of office is. See, you can't take office unless you go like this, right? I solemnly swear, affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the state of Wyoming, best of my abilities, so help me God. You can't get into political office. I don't think you can get on a school board. School boards swear an oath, do they not? So, police officers. We all do. So, you have to understand this, you guys, or they can run amok over the top of you. You know, I'm very careful. I don't want to give you my opinions about the Constitution because they're my opinions, because I've read these things in depth. I don't know them by heart, kind of for a reason. I want to make sure I'm always going back and refreshing my mind and refreshing my memory. Do you know what the last Article 17, the last time they amended that? You think back in 1890 or something? 2009. So it's not like they're not aware of this, but who holds them accountable? We do.
We the people.
We the people, guys. This is where the whole world's at right now, you guys. You know, Trump said, you know, Trump is not God. He's not a savior. He's not a messiah. He said in his inauguration speech, we're going to give you back your government. Presidents are fleeting, guys. You might get them for 4 and you might get them for 8. They may be good and they be bad, but they've been in and out of the system all the time and we're always picking new ones. So he made a clear point. He did give us back. He gave it back to us in our minds, in our hearts, and in our thoughts. We saw that we have power. We became aware of things that were happening around us that we knew nothing about, correct? And now we know, okay? We know maybe there was voter fraud. We know there's child trafficking. We know that there's human traffic. We know that there's drug trafficking. Oh, we're not stupid. We all know this is occurring. But, you know, Americans like to just kind of go, nah, 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 nah. I'm going to sit over here. Don't bother me. Life's okay. But government's running over us all day, every day. And you have to engage on that level. Article 1 of both constitutions are chains on government. I think everybody should understand those. You're going to be very, very surprised if you've never read the book. I think you'll be shocked about what you find in there. You know, I tell people the Constitution is very important, but the most important document to me was the Declaration of Independence. You know, go read it today and apply it to today, and you will panic because we're right where they were in 1775.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that needs to change. So, I'm not a scholar, guys. I'm no different than you are. My education is what I call Jeffersonian. I'm a book reader. I read books, and I read books with a dictionary because there are a lot of big words that I don't understand. It makes my comprehension better, lets me understand the law better, lets me understand the constitutions better. But I've laid out to you several examples. You know, Article 1, Section 5, that's a crystal clear thing to me. It doesn't say anything but what it says. You can't go to jail in Wyoming if you're throwing money. We do it every day, okay? Those are corrected by your knowledge and your participation in the process. We have Nick Badoon is an attorney friend of mine. I've known Nick for the entire time I've been here. We created an entity when this whole thing started. This is our FreeWyoming23.com. And we did it for one reason, to litigate and attack the government over what we believe are blatant constitutional violations. And more importantly, to try and provide that service to you guys, to anybody that needs it. You know, what's the first question when you want to get into litigation? What's my attorney going to cost me? $500 an hour? You know, on a good day. So we're trying to provide that service to Wyoming citizens who want to go after their school boards or their mayor or their whatever. We're trying to provide those. We ask for donations into it. There's no person in this group that's making a dime off of this. We're spending money, but we think that this is a very critical environment to offer to you guys so that you can go punch them if you want to punch them, and we'll help you do it. So that's what we're about, guys. They're easy to access. The document's easy to access. Make it a point to have that capability with you. I generally carry the U.S. Constitution with me because it's small, it fits in my pocket, and I read it to death. But the Wyoming one's way more important to me because that's what affects me here on a daily basis. And, you know, through Free Wyoming 23, guys, we'll answer any questions you got. You got a question about something, we're going to give you our opinion, and that in a court will get you on a bus, but we're generally pretty good about it. And I'm asking everybody around here to engage. You guys, I think we're at a point right now where we must truly consider parallel societies. And I say that in this regard. If a store won't let you in the door because you're not masked or vaxxed, you need to open up a store that isn't doing that. We're trying to fight in an arena, you guys, where they wrote the rules. They have all the time and resource in the world. So instead of engaging in that and spending your effort, emotion, and time, walk away and create an alternative. It's simple to do. Didn't Sheridan get rid of 8 teachers? Five teachers. So the first thought is, oh my God, they fired 5 teachers, and we're going, hey, we got 5 teachers we can hire. You know, we're game. We can't fight them, you guys. It's necessary that we're engaging with them on a legal level. We are litigating. We're doing those things. We're filing things. But we know the futility of that. We're doing the best we can. We're working inside that mechanism. We don't expect a whole lot out of it. But what we do expect is for us to all discover that we're not stuck there. We don't have to be there. We can create an alternative community, an alternative society. I was blessed to read on Facebook this morning. It was out of Sheridan. I think it was on Fair Faces. But somebody's going, oh, you know, I might lose my job, or I might do this, and what am I going to do with my kids? And I mean, immediately people started coming in, man, well, I teach welding, and I teach this, and I can help your kids with that, and I can babysit. Have faith in your local community, guys. We have some of the greatest people on the planet in Wyoming. Because we're conservative, we tend to be independent and isolated. You know, we have our little group of friends, and we rub elbows, but mostly we just want you to leave us alone. When it hits the fan, you guys, these are going to be our dearest friends, because I believe every community in Wyoming will step up to the plate and do whatever is required to stop this tyranny. I don't know where this whole mask vax thing ends, guys, because they're just making incremental intrusions into every aspect of our life. The concept that they control your children is ludicrous to me. Now, you might have to pull your kids. That might be your only solution. But I don't see a better alternative down the road. And what I'm saying, if you got to pull your kids, have faith that your community will pick up the ball, that your neighbors will help you, that your community will help you. As long as you're playing in their game, you're at a disadvantage, and I don't see a lot of hope in that. I'm somewhat contrary to my team. My team is, you know, is doing all the right things and doing things they must, but I've made a hell of a lot more progress in my life by stepping out of the box, you know, being the pink rabbit, so to speak, so that everybody notices. I mean, I've been laughed at and called a billion names behind the Liz Cheney letter, but it was the funnest thing I ever did. Yeah. And I told them, they said, well, do you think she's just going to quit? I said, hell no. She's going to laugh at you. And the paper's going to laugh at you. And they're going to put your name in the paper, and they'll call you a bucktooth hillbilly. But you know what you're going to do? You're going to steal her narrative. And that's exactly what we've done. I mean, since we wrote that letter, she just kind of been pooping the paper, hasn't she? Yeah, I mean, it went out to the Associated Press, things like that. Yeah. You guys, I do want to make you aware of a site we have managed to become involved with, WyomingNews.tv. That doesn't mean television. It's like Truva. Anyway, it's like a .ca or .something, but it's WyomingNews.tv. The man's name is Donald Cyphers. He came to a meeting over in Park County. He is an uber conservative. He is telling the truth right and left. You know, we're trying to build him into this narrative, but he takes all of our information, he does his own investigations, and he's reporting very conservative news. So we're trying to bring that into the fold, too, because I haven't really met a conservative newspaper in the state of Wyoming in the 16 years. You know, they're very liberal. So, yeah, we have David Iverson, too, who's a dear friend of ours, by the way. David has broken several of our issues and our stories, and we think the world of him. We're going to do everything we can to help him grow. But don't want to bore you anymore, guys. Look in your books. Understand your constitutions. There's your power. Then you can go talk to your sheriff and go, how do you feel about Article 1, Section so-and-so, or this one, or that one? And you can ask legitimate questions. You're going to have your opinion, and then you're going to understand his. And it's not a debate. It's just now you know how he feels about something you believe in. And you're going to make a much more informed decision instead of, I'm constitutional. I wear a badge. You know, not all of them are, guys. So I appreciate your time. You have any questions, holler. If anybody's looking for what I call alternative information on vaccines, mask mandates, I want you to be aware of America's Frontline Doctors, okay? I want you to be aware of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I've become a podcast nut because Wyoming's a big city with long streets. So instead of turning on the music, now I turn on a podcast. And I'll listen to information, alternative information on what's going on in the world. There's Stu Peter's show. There's Bard's FM. Bard's FM is a very Christian, biblical deal that deals with modern day events. And it's just an outside view on that information. Oh, yeah. And what is it? Facts, not fiction. Harold Bjork. Harold is a nuclear physicist and a statistician. He came on board with us a year ago. The guy's got more information, data, and numbers on the vaccines on every county in the United States. I mean, down to the minute numbers. He's been very instrumental. His information is public. It's called Facts Not Fiction. Is that a .com, Nick, or a Facebook page? I think that's a Facebook page. You know, so there's information out there. If you're looking for any more, freewyoming23.com, guys, look at it. All we're doing is making everything we're doing transparent. Every form we filed, every document from the court is open to the public on that website. We want people to see how the judicial system works, and it's all there for you. So thank you very much for the evening, guys. I appreciate it. God bless America. Thanks.